With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Vaccination rates have dropped after the COVID-19 pandemic swept the globe. The CDC says they haven't recovered to their previous stable high level. The Langlade County Health Department has a plan to make standard vaccinations more accessible. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to officials about their new county health fair.
Back-to-school season is here, and in Langlade County, the health department wants to make sure everybody, both children and their families, are ready for it. That's why on August 22nd, they're offering a community-wide county health fair, complete with free, standard, and required immunizations, sports physicals, haircuts, hearing and vision checks, and even free car seat checks. All in all, there'll be 56 different community partners at the fair in booths. Sheila Ryan is the chair of the Langlade County Immunization Coalition.
The goal is to improve our immunization rate.
Ryan explained that there's currently an uptick in whooping cough, which the Tdap vaccine protects against. This year, the Wisconsin Department of Health is requiring children entering 7th and 12th grade to have their meningitis vaccine. And at the health fair, partners are not only offering the meningitis vaccine, but also a $25 gift card to those who get the shot. They're modeling the fair off COVID-19 vaccination clinics held by Public Health Madison and Dane County during 2021 and 2022. Morgan Finke is the communications coordinator for Public Health Madison and Dane County. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, they've started holding routine vaccination clinics, as well as mobile clinics for COVID-19 vaccines.
We are noticing kind of anecdotally that we're not getting as many calls from folks like looking kind of like frantically for vaccines for children heading into the school year as we did in years past, because I think, you know, getting ahead of it with some of those earlier in the year vaccine clinics were helpful to getting kids up to date.
In Dane County, the percentage of students who meet the minimum requirements was 93.4% in the 2023 to 2024 school year, up from 92.1% in the previous year, and higher than the state average at 89.2%. Ryan says that some vaccines still require insurance, and they're not able to offer all the vaccines they'd like to at this time, but she's still very hopeful the fair will improve vaccination rates in Langlade County. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
More needs to be learned about how much of a risk wake boats are to spread invasive species. Michelle Nault, Lakes and Rivers Section Manager for the DNR, told the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board this month that all water is supposed to be drained from boats and equipment before they are moved between water bodies. That's to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. Nault says the gain in popularity of wake boats has led to increased concerns about their ability to spread invasive species.
Wake boats have the capacity to hold large volumes of waters within their internal ballast systems, and some wake boats are also designed in a way which makes complete draining or inspection difficult. This can result in a potential risk of transporting aquatic invasive species between water bodies via any residual water that may be present.
Nault says additional information is needed on how many wake boats there are in Wisconsin and how often they move between water bodies. That would help determine how wake boats may contribute to the spread of aquatic invasive species compared to other pathways. New survey results from AARP shed some light on the top concerns of Michigan seniors and how these issues are likely to shape their voting decisions in the November election. Crystal Blair has the story.
Voters 50-plus will be the decisive force in the battle for Congress, with higher turnout and motivation than younger voters, especially in battleground states like Michigan. Jeff Litz of Impact Research, a Democratic public opinion firm, underscores that a significant portion of older voters will be living on fixed incomes, making Social Security a critical issue.
61% said that it is or will be a major source of income for them. Another 29% said that it will be at least a minor source of income. So you've got 90% of voters over 50 who are going to depend on Social Security or are depending on Social Security.
Another key issue for Michiganders over 50 is caregiving. More than one-third of Michigan women in this age group are providing care for at least one family member or friend with a health condition or disability. Crystal Blair reporting.
Wisconsin elections officials have decided to allow the Green Party's presidential candidate to remain on the battleground state's ballot. A Democratic National Committee employee filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission on Wednesday, seeking to keep Jill Stein off the ballot. Her appearance on the ballot could make a difference in the state, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by between 5,700 and about 23,000 votes. The DNC employee argued in the complaint that the Green Party can't nominate presidential electors in Wisconsin. The commission's attorney said Friday she dismissed the complaint because it names the commissioners as respondents and they cannot ethically decide a matter brought against them. Law enforcement agencies across the country are participating in a special emphasis on sober driving as the Labor Day weekend gets closer. The annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says a law enforcement presence in the community helps remind drivers that it is never worth the risk to drive under the influence. He says they also rely on drivers to keep the road safe. Carnahan reminded drivers there is always another option, like having a sober designated driver or using a rideshare or a taxi. There were 7,701 crashes involving alcohol or drug impairment in Wisconsin in 2023. Nearly half of all traffic fatalities involved either drugs or alcohol. There are also significant penalties if you get caught driving under the influence. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign runs through September 2nd. Governor Tony Evers, transportation secretary, plans to resign next month to take a job at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The governor's office announced Friday that Craig Thompson will leave his post September 11th to take a position as vice chancellor for university relations at the state's flagship university. Evers appointed Thompson as transportation secretary in December of 2018. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.